We continue now with Maseches Beitzah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. The Mishnah is going to introduce us to yet another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the laws of Yomtif. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Motziyan et Loas HaKatan, Velo Asalula, Vat Loas HaSefer Torah, Lushus HaRabim, Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Shammai say that on Yomtif, one may not carry a katan, a child, a lulav, obviously on Sukkis, or a Sefer Torah, L'Rishus HaRabim, from a private domain to Rishus HaRabim to a public domain, who Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel say that this is permissible. The Rashi over here says, Lois HaKotan, Kol Mili Delav Tzorech Achila. Rashi says, what is the common denominator, the common feature of these three examples in the Mishnah? They are all objects which are not necessary for Achila. As we know, on Yom Tov, it is permissible to go ahead and do certain malachos for the purpose of ochel nefesh, to provide food and to prepare food necessary for the Yom Tov. One of the malachos that is permissible under these circumstances is the malach of hotzah, of carrying from a rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. This is permissible mishum ochel nefesh. And so therefore, the machlokas in this Mishnah is talking about what about the carrying something on Yom Tov, which is not l'tzorach ochel nefesh, in which there is no way whatsoever where carrying this particular object is going to enable me to eat something that I would otherwise not have been able to eat on Yom Tov. So in these cases, whether it's a katan or a lulav, a sefer Torah, these may all be important circumstances. Obviously, at least two of them involve a mitzvah. Carrying a child may have, you know, very, you know, important social implications. But the fact of the matter is, none of these involve cases of ochel nefesh. And so therefore, Mishnah and Beis Hillel seem to be arguing about a very simple question as to whether or not it's permissible to go ahead and to do this malacha, even in a case where it is not a question of ochel nefesh. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on this particular machlokas. So Gemara begins now by quoting a brisa. Tani Tano Kameidu Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. There was the following brisa was taught before Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. Hashochet olas nedava biyamtif loke. If a person shechts an animal for the purpose of offering an olas nedava, an ola we know is a burnt offering, a carbon that is completely consumed on the mizbeach, but this is not an obligatory carbon. This is a nedava. This is something which reflects a person's personal donation that he's bringing. If he does this on Yom Tov, if he carries out an act of shechita for an olas nedava on Yom Tov, he is going to be chayiv malchus because he violated the laws of Yom Tov. Says Rashi, the ilul olas chovas hayom, if we were talking about an ola which was part of the requirement for the day, so then rachmona shaya, the Torah explicitly permits shechting animals for the purpose of kamanos on Yom Tov. Avazu yesh lakriv la'ach Yom Tov. However, since this is not an obligation, this is an olas nedava, so really he should have brought it another day. But to go ahead and to shecht an animal for something which is not needed for that particular day, this is aser, and if one does so, is chayv malchus. Malchus is the punishment that one gets for violating a malacha on Yom Tov. So Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak Badimi said back to him, the Amalach money, who's telling you this? In other words, which position in our Mishnah reflects this particular shita? Beishamayi. So it must be that it's Beishamayi, the Amri, who say, Lo amrina mitoch shehutra hotza letzorach, hutra nami shelo letzorach. We don't say that since it's permissible to go ahead and carry something from one domain to another on Yom Tov, mishum ochel nefesh, tzorach over here means a food-related purpose. So since I'm permitted to go ahead and to carry something for the purpose of ochel nefesh, so hutra nami, so then it's also permitted shelo letzorach, even when there is not a food-related purpose. In other words, the question over here, the shail of mitoch is, do we say that once a particular malach is permissible in a case of tzorach ochel nefesh, so then it's also permissible even when there is no tzorach ochel nefesh? So clearly we see from our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that we don't say mitoch shehutra letzorach, hutra nami shelo letzorach. Because Beis Shammai say over here that even though it's true, you would be allowed to carry food, let's say, from one rishus to another, that is tzorach ochel nefesh, but to carry a katan or a lulav, a sefer Torah, is not permissible on Yom Tov, even though there may be another tzorach. The Beis Hillel continues the Gemara, because if in fact this brisa was reflecting the opinion of Beis Hillel, Ami Beis Hillel say, mitoch shehutra hotza letzorach, hut menami shelo letzorach. Since what is permissible to go ahead and to carry something for a food-related purpose from one rishus to another, it is also permissible to go ahead and to carry it even when there is no tzorach ochol nefesh, when there's another tzorach. So hachanami here as well. So just like we have machlokas between Bisham and Bishilah, when it comes to the malach of Hotzah, we would also have a machlokas when it comes to another malach, such as Shechita. We know that it's permissible to shecht an animal on Yom Tif for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. So do we say, Mitoch Shehut Reshechita L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, that since it's permissible to go ahead and shecht an animal for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, Hut Renami Shelo L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, that it's also permissible in a case when there is no food-related need? So Bishilah presumably would say yes. Bishamai would say no. So now that we have a brayso that says that hashochet olas nadava biyomtiv loke, that a person goes ahead and he shechts an animal for the purpose of being brought as an olas nadava on yomtiv, in which case there is no ochel nefesh. He's not eating it. It's completely consumed. Agami mizbeach. So the fact that he gets malchus would seem to reflect the position of Bishamai, who says that we do not say mitoch. So continues the Gemara. Maskev lo Rabba. Rabba now asks the question of Yitzchok Baradimi. My the Bishamai Bishilah b'hapligi. How do you know that Beisham and Beisila really are arguing about this question of mitoch? Dilma, perhaps be'eriv v'hotzal Shabbos, ve'ein eriv v'hotzal yom tov kamifli. Perhaps the machlokas is something of a completely different nature. Mitoch shehut l'tzorach. That particular discussion is a very broad discussion, and one that has relevance to multiple malachos. Perhaps, says Rabbi, the machlokas between Beisham and Beisila over here is one which is limited to the malach of hotzah, of carrying, and it's a simple question as to whether or not the malach of hotzah applies in Yom Tov altogether. We know that on Shabbos there are 39 melachos, and we assume that there are 39 melachos of Yom Tov as well, but apparently, as the Gemara is going to clarify shortly, it's not so simple. Perhaps there, in fact, is no Isser of Hotzah at all, of carrying from one Rishus to another on Yom Tov, in which case the Gemara lumps Hotzah and Erev together. The concept of Erev, in which Chazal, there are certain circumstances where the Rabbanim prohibit one from carrying from a certain Rishus to another, not a true Rishus or Rabbin, but something which is technically mutter min haTorah, and they institute an Erev which enables someone to carry under those circumstances. So the whole concept of Hotzah and Erev is something which only applies to Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Well, that's the question. So says Rabbi, maybe that's machlokas from Shabbos Bisila. The Mar Sovar, the one opinion is Erev Hotzah Shabbos, the Erev Hotzah Yom Tov. That would be the position of Bishamai. That just like on Shabbos, we have a concept of Hotzah that it's prohibited to carry from one Rishus to another, and as well, there are times that Chazal permit one to carry when there's an Erev. So that only not doesn't only apply to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Tov as well. Umar Savar, the other opinion of Beis Hillel, says no. Erev Hotzah l'Shabbos. Then when it comes to Erev Hotzah, that's only when it comes to Shabbos. V'ein Erev Hotzah l'Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov, there in fact is no prohibition of Hotzah, and there is no concept of Erev which would permit one to carry under certain circumstances. This allows us to understand the Machlokas and the Mishnah on a much simpler level. That it's really, the whole Machlokas is one which is specifically regarding the Malacha of Hotzah. Rashi goes on to explain that according to Rabbi's suggestion right now, it would come out that if we were talking about another Malacha, let's say Shechita, which was the case before, the Olas Nedava, so now we would say that even according to Beis Hillel, just because it's permissible to go ahead and shecht an animal, tzorach ochel nefesh, we would not necessarily apply that to cases where it's not tzorach ochel nefesh. In other words, this whole concept of mitoch shehutru l'tzorach, the Rav Yitzchok Avdimi suggests, Rabbi says maybe it's not true. Maybe in fact nobody holds mitoch shehutru l'tzorach, hutanam l'shelo l'tzorach. And the only reason why Beis Hillel permit you to carry in the Mishnah is because they say, ein erev hotzah b'yamtif. And when it comes to yamtif, there's no prohibition of carrying in the first place. The Gemara goes on to cite a pasuk, which would serve as a possible marker for this idea, the idea namely that there is no Isser of Hotzah on Yom Tov Kiddushin, as it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, v'lo sotziyu masam yipatechem b'yom haShabbos. You should not carry, masam means literally a burden from your home on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, b'Shabbos in b'yom tov lo, we can infer from here that the prohibition of carrying is only on Shabbos, but it's not on Yom Tov. So now comes along Rav Yosef, and he asks a kashan rabba. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, elamiyata, if this is true, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no prohibition whatsoever of carrying on Yom Tov, so liflugu ba'avonim. So why then did the Bisham Beis Hillel argue in the case of the Mishnah regarding these cases of a kata and a lulav and a sefer Torah? Why not talk about just the simple question of moving stones on Yom Tov? Rashi explains over here, ein os iser hotzah, ein iser l'tiltol, shalom nesa tiltol el mishum hotzah. Says Rashi, the only reason why there's a concept of tiltol muksa, prohibition of moving muksa, is because it's related to the malach of carrying. So if in fact Beis Hillel would be of the opinion that there's no Isser of Hotzah and Yom Tov at all, so then Beis Hillel could teach a much bigger Chiddush. Not only are you permitted to go ahead and to carry a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, in which case there's a need over there, and normally they're not considered muksa, Beis Hillel could teach a much bigger Chiddush, and that is that there is no prohibition of muksa at all. And so therefore it should be permissible, if Rab is correct, it should be permissible according to Beis Hillel to mamish handle stones on Yom Tov, because there would be no reason to prohibit it. So says Rabbi Yosef, and the fact that they do not argue when it comes to moving stones, Shmami, know that we can see from here, that the machlokas between Yisham and Beis Hillel is not one regarding whether or not there's an Isser of Hotsah and Yom Tov. Rather, the machlokas is whether or not we say, do we say that since it's permissible to go ahead and to carry on Yom Tov Mishum Ochel Nefesh, it should also be permissible to carry even when there's a case where is not where there is no Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. Rashi over here, Dibre Maskel Elamid Lo Ifluk Ba'avanim, so sort of summarizes the sugi where we are at this point. It says, Rashi Shmami, no, we see the Lekula Yalman, according to everyone, Yesh Hotzol Yom Tov. Everybody agrees that in principle, there's a malacha of carrying on Yom Tov. Elosh mina Torah hutra l'tzorach. That according to the Torah, it's permissible to go ahead and to carry whenever there's a tzorach, where there's a need. Ubeis Hillel islahu came on the hutra l'tzorach hutra mina Torah l'gamri. So Beis Hillel says that since it's permissible to go ahead and to carry in a case where there's a tzorach, so it's permissible to carry even in a case when there is no tzorach. Ella. However, Rabbanan goes However, the Rabbanan goes in a case where it involves an effort of something for which there really is no great need to go on Havanim, like stones. The Sefer Torah. However, when it comes to, let's say, a child or Sefer Torah, it's Rechinam Luhubi Yom Tov, where there's a need on Yom Tov, lo gazer. So this was not included in the Gezeres Chazal. However, Bishamai does not hold of this idea of Migu, that since it's permissible to carry Lutzarach, it's permissible Shalom Lutzarach. According to Beis Shammai, yes, when it's permissible for the purpose of achila, it's permissible, and when there is no tzorach achila, so then it remains aser min haTorah to go ahead and to carry something under those circumstances. Continues the Gemara. V'af Rabbi Yochanan savar b'mitoch shehutra hutzal letzorach hutra nami shelo letzorach pligi. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding this question. Do we say mitoch since hutra hutzal letzorach, since it's permissible to carry for the purpose of tzorach ochel nefesh, hutra nami shelo letzorach? Where do we find that? Apparently this was Rabbi Yochanan's position. The Tani Tana Kamedu Rabbi Yochanan, because the following brisa was taught before Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavashel gid hanasha b'cholov b'yamtif. A person goes ahead and he cooks a gid hanasha in milk on yamtif. The achlam and eats it. Lo kachamesh, he's going to be chay of five sets of malchus. And here we're talking about an individual who commits a series of prohibitions. And when you do the math at the end, it turns out that he violated five separate prohibitions, all of which requires its own punishment of malchus. So the Gemara now goes ahead and counts up the malchus. Number one, loka b'shem evashel gid. Number one, he is going to be chayiv for the prohibition of cooking the gid anashe on Yom Tov. Because we know that cooking on Yom Tov is permissible l'tzorach ochel nefesh, but obviously cooking the gid anashe under these circumstances was not l'tzorach ochel nefesh. Rashi explains it can't be ochel nefesh because it's asur to eat a gid anashe. Since it's something which is prohibited for consumption, so if I'm cooking it, I can't call that tzorach ochel nefesh, because the Torah prohibits me from eating it. So cooking something which you're not permitted to eat, so that's an act of cooking shalol tzorach, and that's an act of chilul Yom Tov, which warrants a set of malchus. V'loki mishum ochel gid. Additionally, this person is going to be chayv malchus because of the fact that he ate the gid anashe. V'loki mishum mevashel basav v'cholav. Additionally, he's going to be chayv malchus because of the fact that he cooked milk and meat together. Rashi points out over here that the punishment for cooking milk and meat has nothing to do with Yom Tov. We already said that he's chai because he cooked mishum Yom Tov. But even if he would do this during the week, cooking meat and milk together is a Torah prohibition, which is chai malchus, even if you don't eat it. Just cooking, the act of bishul, basav v'cholav, is already an iser. So we have the act of cooking on Yom Tov, which is one iser. You have eating the gid anashe, which is a second iser. A third one is cooking basav v'cholav. V'lokem yishum ochel basa b'cholav. He's also going to chay malchus because he ate milk and meat together. V'lokem, finally, he's going to be chay malchus mishum havara, because he went ahead and he kindled a fire on Yom Tif, once again, shalol etzar. Rashi on the top of the Omer over here, on the top of Yibbeis and Mibbeis, wonders, what is the chiddush of this whole brisa to begin with? We know how to do math. We can go ahead and count up the Isurim over here and figure out how many Malkis is chayv. So Rashi says, the chiddush over here is that we hold that such a person is chayv Malkis when he commits multiple prohibitions on Yom Tif. One could have made the case that even if a person commits several different actions on Yom Tif, it's all part of one general prohibition of losas malacha. So comes along, the Bryson says no, that we say there is chiluk malachos, so we look at each action as being a separate action, and he's chayiv a separate set of malchus for each one. Continues the Gemara, Amalei, so when Rabbi Yochanan heard this Bryson, he said the following, Puk Tani Levra, go ahead and teach your Bryson outside of the base medrash. Obviously, there's a mistake with this brisa. Why? Havara ubishal ain't a mishnah. Because he said that lighting a fire and cooking could not possibly have been part of this brisa. Why? Because since these malachos are permissible, mishum tzorach ha-nefesh, they are permissible in cases where there is a food-related need. So therefore, there is no way that they are subject to an issa d'raisa, even in a situation where you cannot eat it when there really is no tzorach, such as in the case of giran asher. And furthermore, says Rabbi Yochanan, v'imtim salam mishnah, and even if you want to tell me that in fact this is a mishnah, this is part of the brisa, b'shamayhi. So clearly this is going to reflect the sheet of b'shamay. Da'amar yusei lo aminan mitoch shehutra hutzar letzarech hutanami shelo letzarech. That we would not say that this is permissible to carry from one rishus to another on Yom Tif when there's a tzarech ochel nefesh. It is also permissible to carry even when there's not a tzarech ochel nefesh. Hachanami, see here as well, when it comes to these other malachos, lo amrinam, we would not say, mitoch shehutra havol letzarech, hutra nami shelo letzarech, that just because it's permissible to go ahead and to light a fire for the purpose of ochel nefesh, so too it's also permissible to go ahead and to carry, to light a fire when there is no tzarech ochel nefesh. The Beis Hillel, because if, in fact, this brisa were reflecting the sheet of Beis Hillel, Kevin the Amri Beis Hillel would say that since they say mitoch shehutra hutzal letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech, since we say that something is permissible to go ahead, when it's permissible to go ahead and to do a food related malacha such as carrying, it is also permissible to do it when there is no tzarech ochel nefesh. Hachanami would say the same thing over here, mitoch shehutra havol letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech, that since what it's permissible to go ahead and to light a fire for the purpose of ochel nefesh, so too would be permissible even when there is no tzarech ochel nefesh. So we see from Yochanan that he, like Rabbi Yosef, as was cited previously in the Gemara, holds that the machlokas between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel is one regarding this question of mitoch. That do we say that when there is a malacha that is permissible in a situation where there is a tzarech ochel nefesh, such as hotzah and havara and bishul, these are some of the examples that we mentioned, that shechita is another example we mentioned, do we say that since these malachos are permissible in cases where there's a tzorach ochel nefesh, it's also permissible in cases when there is no tzorach ochel nefesh? So that seems to be machlokes, and Beis Hillel is of the opinion that we do say mitoch, that since something is permissible, mishum tzorach ochel nefesh, it's permissible even when there is no tzorach ochel nefesh. I should point out, it's a question among the Bishonim, but even when we say that something is permissible, shalol tzorach ochel nefesh, that doesn't mean it's permissible if there's no tzorach at all. The question is, what type of tzorach? So the chiddush of Beis Hillel may simply be that it's permissible even in the case where there's no tzorach ochel nefesh, where it's not needed for food-related purposes. However, we should not necessarily assume that it's permissible even in the case when there's no tzorach at all, when a person is just shechting animals for no need whatsoever. So it could be that even Beis Hillel would agree in that case that it is definitely going to be usur in Yom Tif. However, in a case where there's another tzorach, even though it's not tzorach ochel nefesh, so that's when we say mitoch, and we're lenient when we say that you can do such malachos under these circumstances.